This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. federal health officials say there are now 5 confirmed cases of the new China-based coronavirus and say they expect more in the United States. The head of the Centers for Disease Control Respiratory Disease Office said Sunday all 5 victims had direct contact with others in Wuhan, the Chinese city where the disease is believed to have started. The CDC says it is investigating about 100 suspected cases in 26 U.S. states. Chinese officials say 56 people have died and nearly 2,000 others in China have been affected. A video has emerged of a 2018 dinner at which U.S. President Donald Trump appears to a call for then-Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch to be removed. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
It's April the 30th, 2018, and halfway through a dinner at the Trump Hotel, the U.S. president can be heard appearing to give the order to remove the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch.
Get rid of her.
Hooray.
Okay, get her out tomorrow. I don't care. Get her out tomorrow. Take her out. Okay?
A video of the meeting emerged on Saturday and was obtained by Reuters from Joseph Bondi, the attorney for Lev Parnas. He's the former associate of Donald Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani and has been providing evidence to Democrats as a part of the president's impeachment trial in the Senate. Trump has said he had the right to fire Yovanovitch, a main figure in the series of events that led to his impeachment, which he did in May 2019.
U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant died Sunday in a helicopter crash in the hills outside Los Angeles. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department says Bryant was one of 9 people killed when the private helicopter went down. Earlier reports said 5 people were on the chopper. Bryant's 13-year-old daughter is believed to have been among the victims. This is VOA News. In northern Syria today, a car bomb killed 7 people. This as the World Food Program reports it's scaling up its operation to provide emergency food to tens of thousands of people in Syria's war-torn province of Idlib. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Humanitarian officials say conditions for some 3 million civilians in Idlib have become intolerable since Syria and its Russian allies launched a major offensive in mid-December to seize this last rebel stronghold. Since then, the United Nations reports more than 300,000 people, 80% of them women and children, have fled their homes in a desperate bid to protect themselves from heavy bombing and shelling. The United Nations reports more than 8 years of brutal civil conflict has pushed millions of Syrians into hunger and poverty. It reports the war has displaced more than 6 million people within the country and created a food crisis for more than 7 million who suffer from chronic food shortages. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Australia Day celebrations on Sunday were clouded by the tragedy of bushfires that have burnt across the country, Edward Barron reports.
Australia Day celebrations on Sunday saw thousands of people flock to Sydney Harbour and Indigenous ceremonies. But festivities were clouded by the tragedy of bushfires that have burnt across the country. Several members from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service were also thanked for their work by the state's Governor Margaret Beasley on board the HMAS Canberra. Fires across Australia's bushland have scorched an area nearly the size of Greece since early October, killing 33 people, including several firefighters and volunteers, and millions of animals.
Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Rescuers continue to desperately look for survivors in eastern Turkey in the rubble of collapsed buildings after a powerful earthquake claimed at least 38 lives. Nearly 4,000 rescue workers combed through debris in freezing temperatures, helped by mechanical diggers. Turkish authorities say rescue workers have so far saved 45 people. Philippine authorities lowered the alert level at Taal Volcano on Sunday, 2 weeks after it began spewing ash, steam, and rocks. That move will allow many of the more than 376,000 displaced villagers to return home if they choose. Taal erupted on January 12th. It has not caused any known deaths, but delivered an early crisis this year for one of the world's most disaster-prone nations. Officials from Libya's 2 rival governments say fighting erupted Sunday as the country's east-based forces advanced toward the strategic western city of Misrata. This further erodes a crumbling ceasefire agreement brokered earlier this month. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.